When we belong, when we experience that sense of belonging, it's like, well, it's like solid ground beneath our feet. And surprise, surprise, that's exactly what God wants for us. He wants us to put our roots down, deep down, into His love, into real love. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective. A great message today, and do stick with me, because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about our latest life application booklet called The Power of Love. I'd love to send it to you to help you experience the transformational power of God's love in your life. Hey, trees are amazing things. Have you watched them in a storm? Whether it's a young sapling whose trunk flexes together with its branches in the wind, or a tall, proud old tree with a solid trunk that stands firmly in the one place while the storm rages around it. For the tree, everything has to do with the ground that it's planted in. Firstly, the ground needs to be firm and solid. I mean, there's no good planting a tree in sandy soil. That's the sort of ground that a strong wind can blow the tree straight out of. Neither is it any good planting a tree on the edge of a cliff that's crumbling away. Now, first of all, a tree has to be planted in good soil, solid soil. But if you've ever done any gardening and planted new plants as they come out of the pots from the nursery, you'll know that often they're pot-bound. Their roots have kind of curled around and around the inner perimeter of the pot. And so when you plant a young tree, it could easily be blown over at the start because, as yet, its roots haven't spread out. It hasn't taken root. It hasn't yet reached out and gripped into the soil with the solid, vice-like grip. See, those root systems are amazing. Not only do they grow steadily downwards and outwards to seek out nutrients and water to feed the tree, but as they do grow out in order to feed, they take hold of the soil so that they can't be torn out of the ground in a storm. And that, my friend, is a picture of how things are meant to be when you and I discover the love of God. Psalm 52 verse 8, I am a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the steadfast love of God forever and ever. And as we saw yesterday on the program, we're meant to put our roots down deep. Let's take another look at the Apostle Paul as he writes to us about how we are to respond to the love of God. Ephesians chapter 3, beginning at verse 16. He writes, I pray that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith as you are being rooted and grounded in love. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Firstly, Paul's prayer for the Ephesians, which reflects God's heart for us, is that according to the riches of God's glory, we would be strengthened inside with the power from his Holy Spirit. Let me ask you something. Is that something you want? Do you want to be able to be strong so that when the storm comes, like that tall, majestic tree we were speaking of earlier, you won't be tossed about by the wind and the rain? Well, let me tell you, it is something that I definitely want in my life. And the way this happens is when we give Christ full sway in our hearts. Then, like the tree, we put our roots down and become rooted and grounded in his love. Would you please notice with me very carefully here the Apostle Paul's words. He chooses them carefully. He speaks about us becoming rooted and grounded in love, God's love, as he makes clear in the next couple of verses. One of the things I love to do is to draw out the full meaning of the scripture. And that's why I want to dive into these words here for a moment, rooted and grounded. Rooted speaks of the tree's need to be nourished. And so what it does is it sends out an unbelievable network of roots, thicker ones branching into yet thinner ones, into thinner ones still, even further afield, even deeper into the rich, moist ground, in order to drink in the nutrients and the water that will cause the superstructure of the tree, that part of the tree that you and I can see, to grow. Now imagine with me, if you will, a lazy tree, a stubborn tree, a tree that refuses to send out its roots, a tree that refuses to be rooted in its soil. Imagine a tree whose pot-bound roots just remain that, coil around this small root ball. Is that tree going to put forth lush, rich growth? Probably not. It will likely be stunted, a sickly-looking specimen with mean branches that don't reach their full potential. And if fruit does finally grow on those branches, this thing is for certain. it won't be the sort of fruit that it ought to be. It won't be rich and sweet and brightly coloured, neither pleasant to the eye or the palate. This is what the Christian looks like whose roots have not gone down into the love of Christ. He or she is not rooted in the love of God. Well may they occupy a pew each Sunday, apparently content to take up space. But beneath the surface, there's no passion for Christ. Beneath the surface, there isn't a longing to draw away quietly and pray. Beneath the surface, there's no hunger for the Word of God. The roots aren't reaching out into the love of God, and so what we have, at best, is a sickly specimen. And as well as not being rooted in the love of God, neither is this Christian grounded in his love. Now, the meaning of this word grounded is that the tree is stable and established. It has solid foundations, able to withstand a storm, able to withstand the tsunamis of life. And it turns out that being grounded is a clear byproduct of being rooted. See, the tree sends out this massive root network, ever branching into smaller and thinner branches, until mere capillaries nestle between the grains of the soil, suckering nutrition and water from the ground. And all the while as it's feeding the tree, this intricate root network, laid down branch by branch, is taking grip of the soil with a vice-like grip, something that anyone who's ever sought to uproot a tree will already have discovered. As we become rooted in Christ's love, fed, nurtured, nourished by his love, we also become grounded in his love, solid, secure, able to withstand the storms of life. This is the picture here, the picture of a healthy tree. And as these roots reach out ever further and ever deeper, here the prayer of Paul goes on for you and me, that in so doing, we might have the power to comprehend what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that we may be filled with all the fullness of God. So here's the picture. The tree's roots keep spreading out and out in the love of Christ, to their full breadth and length, and the tree keeps growing ever higher as the roots go ever deeper. And what are we discovering? By finding that there are no limits to God's love in any direction, we're in fact laying hold in our experience of the incomprehensibly infinite love of God. As day by day we search out his love, just as the roots of a tree search for food and water and the branches search upward for sunlight, we never run into the limits of his love. That's the point. That's how we can know the unknowable. And it is only thus that we can know that which surpasses knowledge, the love of Christ. That's what this passage means. How does that compare, do you think, to the lazy pot-bound tree whose roots just kind of curl around this tiny root ball and fail to reach out in faith and go looking? Makes me want to scream sometimes. It makes me want to shake people who are living their lives like that pot-bound tree in the kingdom of God. Wake up! Don't you get it? We are meant to be discovering the amazing love of Jesus Christ by stretching out to him, praying, having quiet times, reading his word, drinking in the nutrients in his word, letting the Spirit pump them around our spirits and souls as the sap brings life to the newest of buds on the farthest of branches in the tallest of trees. That's life. That's life in all its abundance. What's the matter with us that we don't want that? Why do we sit there with blank faces in the pews as though nothing special is happening in that place? This incomprehensible love is for me and it's for you. We all have things in us that aren't what they should be. Perhaps that's why the self-help and motivation industries are worth multiple billions of dollars the world over. But none of those things even begin to compare to the power of God's love in transforming our lives for the better. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called The Power of Love, and it's full of life-changing practical Bible teaching to help you experience the transformational power of God's love in your life. In fact, at the end of each chapter, there are some life application questions to help you think through and apply God's word right into the realities of your life. To request your free copy, stop by our mobile-friendly website, christianityworks.com. You'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. Again, that web address is christianityworks.com. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond.
Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.